Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
So this group of, they're just a bunch of friends. They ride Pelotons together, go to a restaurant, pool their money, and bless the server with like $4,700. Isn't that crazy?
That's a big tip.
I know. Crazy. I love that. So we're just curious if you've ever been a part of, you know, pooling money together and blessing somebody else, or maybe somebody has blessed you. What is that story? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Yes, good morning.
Hi there. My name is Judy, and I have a story about God providing for my needs through his people.
Awesome, Judy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan near Pontiac.
Okay, yeah, tell us what happened.
Well, went through terrible trauma. Ended up as a single mom of four.
Mm.
And what do you do? One day I had a knock at the door, and it was the police. And I said, what do we need to do? And he says, is your name Judy? But yes, I'm Judy. He says, we have a report that a woman named Judy at this address just needs some help. And so here's a $50 gift card to Meijer and $150 cash.
Oh, wow.
Right before, 2 weeks before Christmas. I didn't have Christmas gifts for my kids.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have money to pay my bills. And that gave me the hope I needed to not only pay some things and provide, but just to pick up. And since then, I have a new house since Christmas.
My goodness.
My life is restored in many ways. So wow. God is good and faithful.
Amen.
Yeah. That's cool.
Did you find out if this is something the police were doing on their own, or were they using, or were they just the delivery?
I went on their website. I've seen, maybe four or five pictures of other families who are similarly blessed. But yeah, I think it was just something that the Oakland County, Michigan department did to bless their community. And I said, who gave you my name? And they said, we have our resources. And I thought it was a trouble.
That's cool.
I tried to figure out what I did wrong when I saw you at the door. And he says, no, we're here because we haven't done anything wrong. You're the kind of person that needs us in a different way. And that was my blessing.
Yeah, police showing up at your door usually means bad news.
Yeah. Asking your name, you know, it's like...
I got four kids. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Hands behind your back.
You are under arrest, and you will accept these blessings.
Exactly.
Talking about being a part of a blessing for somebody else, Randy is with us. Where are you calling from, Randy?
Central Michigan. The freezing tundra of Central Michigan.
The freezing tundra. Well, what's on your mind?
So, 3 days before Christmas, and I was just having the worst day. And it was just one of those days that's snowing like the dickens out, and nothing went right. I'm on my way home. It's dark out. I'm late out of the office, and I stopped at a fast food restaurant just to get something to eat. And then I was pouting because I'm in a fast food restaurant, and that's not what I had planned. Anyways, voice comes over, takes my order, and was just the kindest, happiest, just a joyful voice.
Hmm.
So I get up to the window, and I go to pay for my order, and I say, are you the young lady that took my order? I had a $100 bill, and I said, this is for you. And I handed it to her, and I said, thank you for being so kind. She lets out the biggest scream, tears come to her eyes, and she said, I have no gas in my car. I have no idea how I'm going to get home tonight. She starts bawling and crying, and it was instant that I realized I'm feeling sorry for myself just because something didn't go the way I wanted to. And there were people that in the world that really are having, you know, struggles and issues. And to this day, when I start to have a bad day or I start to feel sorry for myself over something trivial, as plain as day, I can see her face. I can hear her words.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. They just did a study recently talking about how doing something nice for somebody else is actually like a physical, emotional remedy for anxiety and depression. So you're kind of proving that. Like, it turns things around for the person who is blessing as well as the person who is receiving that blessing.
Well, it's an amazing feeling. I tell the story often and hoping that, you know, someone kind of pays that same idea forward. And just something so simple can impact a complete stranger's life. So so powerfully, and just the tears, and I'll never forget her face, and I'll never forget that moment.
I think I need to carry some hundreds now.
Family Life Radio.
We're Kankel Fritz and Friends. Hey, if you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Donna's with us. What's going on?
Thank you for helping me. Every day I get in the car and on the way to work as a nurse, I pray and he blesses my day, blesses my patients I talk to and I love. I can't imagine being anybody other than who I am today. And that's a nurse. It'll be 41 years in March.
My goodness.
You know, you're smack dab in the right in the middle of your calling where God wants you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I retire. I've got to take care of somebody. I don't know life other than that.
I have no doubt God will bring somebody along.
That's right.
To touch.
Or you just don't have to retire. You could just kind of do it on a part-time basis or something.
Well, I've been working full-time since I was 18, and so I won't say, but in a couple years I'll be able to check out, you know.
Sure.
But you have no idea how he has taken care of me.
I love that.
I should write a book. But thank you all for being here every morning.
Oh, thank you.
I try not to cry on the way to work because I have mascara on and I look like a raccoon when I get there.
Valentine's Day coming up and looking for something to do as a family. Got a list here for you. Make some goodies together, pass them out to neighbors and friends.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I like that.
This one's my favorite. Hand make and take Valentine's to residents at a nursing home.
That's precious.
My church youth group, when I was a kid, would go to the nursing homes. You know, at first, I didn't quite understand what was happening and why certain rooms didn't smell good. But then after a while, I understood what was happening. And the way these people were so happy that just anybody showed up. Just didn't have any contact with any visitors at all.
Yeah.
And some of them, their family just kind of leaves them there. After a while, really loved this activity that we would do. So I just imagine you bringing in a Valentine with your kids and everything. You can't beat that.
No. Yeah. They do appreciate it. My, it wasn't Valentine's, but my mom and some people from church used to carol at Christmas time and take fruit baskets, and they loved it.
Aww.
They just love being visited and thought about.
That is so cool. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, hey, if you've got an idea, what do you do for Valentine's Day as a family? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. How about a little good news right now? Family Life Radio or Kankel Fritz and Friends. It's time for that good news of the day. Tell us what's going on in your life. You got any good news to tell us? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Maria's with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was going to work and I got hit by a semi, 18-wheeler.
You were hit by a semi?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Heavens.
Yeah, I got a flat tire and I was trying to get to the other side of the lane so I could like pull over.
Yeah.
And of course.
And he plowed into you.
Wow.
Oh.
And when I see the pictures of the car, you can see my seat and you can see pretty much the whole car sandwiched.
Wow.
Wow.
Except for where you were sitting.
And I was 2 months in the hospital. First month, I had to lay down flat because of the bones that were broken. But it was good. You know, I survived and I remember almost nothing. I remembered I had just had a haircut because it was going to be my birthday. They said they're going to shave my head because of the cuts in the head.
Mm.
I remember they said, don't touch my hair.
Aww.
And I remember my pastor told me, God's going to use this for good. And, well, 2 months in the hospital, I have to learn to walk. And then here you go.
Praise God.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Well, God is good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're very welcome.
Encouragement. You get a compliment or something that just gives you, just lifts your day and it changes everything. 888-888-9976. If you've got one, you can chime in. We're Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. This is Family Life Radio. Linda's with us. Now, you had one?
My students, 38 years. I had third and fourth and fifth graders, and I wrote them happy notes. Every child has great qualities, every one of them. So when I wrote happy notes, every child got a funny note paper with a compliment. We're talking about compliments, about something they could do well and that was their great quality.
Wow.
You run fast at recess. I love your smile every day. And they stuck those notes on their desk, kept them every day reading them.
Oh, wow. I could just see these kids just cherishing these notes.
I even saw them at a 12th grade graduation open house, all wrinkled and ratty. But there it was, the happy note that they got, you know, in fourth grade.
I bet people have a scrapbook of those notes.
Yes.
When I wrote the notes, it took time for me to love each child and see how wonderful each one of them were.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Sounds like you are a wonderful teacher.
I loved it. I loved every day.
I would have loved getting that.
One of those notes?
Yes. It would be different than the other notes that went home about me.
Yeah. Right.
I got plenty of those.
Oh, that's right.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
So this kid gets on Grubhub on his parents' phone and orders over $1,000 worth of food. And his parents are trying to tell him, hey, you realize what you did here? And he's like, hey, when's the pizza getting here? Where's the pizza? So, yeah, maybe you did this as a child, or maybe it's your children that did something like that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Lisa's with us. What happened?
So when I was six, my mom gave me the Sears catalog.
Oh, boy.
To practice my writing, she let me use the order form.
Oh.
And so anyway, I did the order form. She had a Sears credit card.
Oh.
I ordered $450 worth of stuff.
Wow.
So I remember she was like, are you sure you ordered this stuff? And I said, I don't know. Then I got scared. Then it was like, I don't know if I did. Maybe I did. And but anyway, all of it went back but one thing. So I was supposed to pick out two things for my birthday, and I think I picked out 10 or 12.
You were just treating yourself. It's fine.
You're just the professional shopper.
Yeah,
see?
I was. Yeah. So the next year, instead of her giving me the Sears catalog, we went to Sears.
Hi, I'm just calling to make a joy report.
Well, awesome. Who's this?
My name is Ashley.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Joy. Yep, it's time for that joy report on Family Life Radio. We are Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. Tell us what's bringing you joy at 888-888-9976. Ashley's with us. Tell us what happened.
I am taking joy in the fact that God has blessed me with a beautiful baby boy. He is going to be one next month. And
awesome.
I am a legally blind single mom, and it's not always joyful having to figure things out, raising a child by yourself, but his giggles, oh my gosh, they are the light in my day. Giggles and the and every other sound, you know, all the other sounds babies make. So
sweet.
Wonderful. What's his name?
His name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Nice. I love
That's
it.
That's a good name.
He is sitting in his high chair watching me talk to you guys eating his Cheerios. So.
What is it with babies and Cheerios? It's just universal.
Definitely.
I find my 13-year-old, I find Cheerios in the playroom all over the place. It's like, it doesn't stop at little babies. It keeps going.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's got to be a challenge, overcoming that, I would think.
It is, but he's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Were you born with the vision problems, or did this come on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was born with a vision problem. Fortunately, he is sighted, though.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So, I have a feeling when he gets older, he might start trying to play tricks on his mommy. So,
Well, I didn't think of that.
I was going to say, what is he going to get away with?
Oh, Kinkle Fritz thought of it. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Of course.
I was Mr. in Trouble all the time.
Grandma and Grandpa will keep him in line.
There you go.
Sometimes you can find yourself in a place where you just feel stuck, like you've gone as far as you can go. And it's really, it can be a very defeating place to be because of the negative things that you tell yourself. I saw this and I was like, man, that's so simple, but so profound. And it encouraged me so much. Somebody was sharing how they told one of their friends that emotionally they had hit a wall. And this is what their friend said. Sometimes walls are there so we can lean on them and rest.
Mm.
I was like, that's amazing.
Interesting.
Sometimes maybe we're trying to push through when we just need to take a break and take some time and figure things out and work on our relationship with God. Like stalls, walls, pauses. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I think this chaotic world that tells you you have to be constantly, constantly moving forward and, you know, doing better, be better. And then you feel like, well, I'm not doing any of those things. That's a bad thing. No, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to just pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So if there's a wall there, you don't always have to climb it.
Sit down, take a break, lean against it.
Exactly.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.